Right, diving into the fall of the dam today, but gotta love a good twist. We're actually looking at a copy, not even the original.
Yeah, that's where this deep dive gets interesting, right? This version, it's attributed to an artist, Guy Head, but it's a straight-up copy of a Peter Paul Rubens masterpiece. Like, the Rubens, Baroque superstar, you know?
Okay, gotta be honest, my art history knowledge is... Well, let's just say it's a bit dusty. What's so special about a Rubens? Anyway.
Rubens, he was all about drama, emotion, just pouring it into his art. Like, take the Fall of the Damned, right? He uses this thing called tenebrism, basically these super dramatic contrasts, light and shadow, you get it. Just amps up the chaos, that divine judgment vibe.
So, like, figures are almost like coming out of the darkness. You feel like they're being pulled into some abyss.
Exactly. It's not just seeing it. You feel it. The terror. I mean, look at their faces. The way Rubens paints their bodies, twisted in agony. It gets under your skin.
Speaking of, well, not exactly under the skin, but there's this little detail about the painting. It mentions baring teeth. What's up with that? Why'd they even mention that, you think?
See, that's Rubens for you. Genius in the details. He could have gone with the basic scared, sad faces, right? But no, bared teeth. Adds this whole primal thing, like raw terror. It's like all those fancy feelings, gone. Just pure instinct left.
So not just some vital story. It's like universal human stuff. Mm. Suffering, that deep down fear, all that.
Exactly. That's why Rubens is still relevant, you know? Goes beyond the whole religious thing, hits something deeper. We all get it.
Okay, so we've got this crazy powerful image. But what about this guy Head, the copycat? Was he just like an art student trying to learn the ropes?
Oh, no, not just some student. This guy Head, he wasn't messing around. Royal Academy trained, then Florence, Castle, even Rome. Guy was legit, respected, the whole nine yards.
Hold on. If he was such a big deal, why copy someone else? Especially after all that training.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? It tells you something about Rubens, though. Even for a pro like Head, copying The Fall of the Damned, it's like studying a master up close and personal, maybe even stealing some moves, you know how it is?
So it's kind of a tribute then. Like, yo, Rubens, you're the man.
I'd say so. Think of it like, I don't know, covering your idol's song. Not about being better, but getting inside the magic, seeing how it's done.
It's like Head was trying to unlock the secrets, right? Decode Rubens' genius.
Exactly. And let's be clear, Head, he wasn't just some copycat machine pumping out duplicates. This guy, he had his own thing going. Portraits, big commissions from dukes, the whole nine yards, the Fall of the Damned copy. It was just one brushstroke in a whole career.
So this painting, this whole Fall of the Damned thing, it's more than just a cool image Rubens came up with one day, right? Got to be deeper meaning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're talking Bible stuff here, divine judgment, the whole shebang.
All right, break it down for me. What's the backstory here? Why is everyone falling and who decided they're damned?
Okay, imagine this. It's the end, Judgment Day, right? Book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 to 43, lays it all out like weeds, you know, separated from the good stuff, thrown in the fire. That's the wicked. Separated from the righteous, tossed into this furnace of fire. And there's, quote, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Intense stuff.
Thanks. Okay, vivid. So Rubens is painting this turning point, this big split between who's going up and who's going down.
You get it. And he's doing it like Rubens style. You see Michelangelo's Last Judgment influence the themes there. But then Rubens, he spices it up. That dynamic movement, dramatic lighting, that's all Tintoretto vibes.
That lighting is wild, right? It's like the figures are popping off the canvas, coming right out of the dark.
Yeah, chiaroscuro, that's what it's called. Light and shadow, big contrast. Rubens was a master of it. Creates that depth, that feeling of falling right out of the sky and into... who knows what?
Speaking of falling in mysteries, there's this thing, right? Rubens, he did drawings for The Fall of the Damned, maybe even plan on making engravings, but they're gone. No one's seen them.
That's wild, right? And it's a head scratcher. Back then, engravings, those were like the social media posts of the day. Imagine that.
So Rubens could spread his art around. Way more people would see it.
Exactly. He did engravings all the time, but not for this one. It's strange, right? Makes you wonder.
Maybe, and I'm just spitballing here, but maybe this one, it was too much, even for Rubens.
Yeah.
Too scary, too intense to just, like, send out to everyone.
You might be onto something. Rubens, he wasn't afraid of the dark stuff, but The Fall of the Damned, maybe it hit different, even for him. Maybe he thought, this one's got to be seen in person to really get it.
Or maybe. Maybe he knew it was so powerful. Seeing it in person would just be too much. Like a controlled explosion of art.
Interesting. So he's like curating my experience, got to see it my way or not at all.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the reason, those missing engravings, they just add to the whole mystery, you know?
They totally do. And hey, speaking of mysteries, Rubens' original masterpiece. It's got a wild story in the 20th century. Get this. Acid attack?
Wait, what? Someone threw acid on the Fall of the Damned? Who would do that?
1959, this guy, he goes and does it. His reasoning, he wanted to, quote, relieve it from the work of destruction. Wild, right?
Relieve it from destruction by destroying it. That's some next level logic right there.
And yet it shows you art hits people differently, you know? This wasn't just some random act. This guy, he was making a statement, however misguided. He felt that strongly about the painting, about what it meant that he had to act.
You think maybe he got overwhelmed? Like Rubens captured all those emotions so well, the terror, the despair, and this guy, he just snapped, trying to destroy the darkness, literally.
Maybe, like accidental art criticism gone wrong.
Maybe. It's crazy though, right? Makes you think, what is it about art, about this art, that could make someone do that?
Big questions, right? Was it the subject matter, the pure emotion Rubens poured in, or something else entirely, like this urge to erase something beautiful and terrifying all at once?
Whatever it was, it definitely adds another layer to this whole thing. We started with the copycat, now we're talking Rubens himself, biblical epics, vanished engravings, and now acid attacks. It's like a whole art history thriller.
It goes to show you, art's never just a painting on a wall, is it? History, religion, what makes us tick, it's all connected.
It really makes you think, huh, all these connections, all these layers to just one artwork.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? It sparks something, gets you thinking in different directions.
Speaking of directions, we've been so focused on the falling, the doom and gloom. But what about the other side? You know, the righteous going up to heaven.
Ah, good point. It's like we're only seeing half the picture with the Fall of the Damned.
Right. Did Rubens or anyone else ever paint that, the heavenly ascent? Or was it like too hard to show, too happy maybe?
Funny you say that. Why do you think those heavenly scenes are so rare? Or maybe they just don't stick with us as much. What does that say about us, you know? Always drawn to the darkness.
Maybe we just like a good drama. Those intense stories, the fall from grace, the mystery. It's gripping, you know?
I get it. There's something about seeing someone vulnerable on the edge. It pulls you in.
And maybe, I don't know, it's easier to picture, like falling, descending into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But heaven, it's, well, heavenly. Hard to imagine.
You think so? Or maybe it's the push and pull, the light and the dark that really gets us going. We need both, right?
Yeah, two sides of the same coin. And art, it helps us make sense of it all, even the messy parts.
Exactly. It's a reflection, isn't it? Ourselves, the world, all those big questions we're wrestling with.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, there you have it. The Fall of the Damned, a deep dive into, well, everything. We went from copycats to acid attacks with a little bit of Bible study on the side.
And who knows what other mysteries are hiding in plain sight. That's the fun part, right? Always more to discover.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep those eyes peeled. And remember, never be afraid to dive deep.